Congrats, Nigeria. Happy Democracy Day. Press 1 to copy this tune.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still water.
Alaji, congratulations.
Thank you very much, Kule. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Honestly, I accept your congratulations, even though I'm PDP. Because you remember one time when the fighting in Borno, when our people were being killed left and right.
Then, what is it, Alaji?
I said, do you remember one time when our people were being killed in Borno State, left and right, Bauchi, Gombe, everywhere in the north?
Of course.
I remember you were saying that was there any southerner among us, we were the one killing ourselves. I always remember this statement, Mr. Kule. But look at this today now. Today, our brother is in charge, and I'm sure he made it clear to the world. The first thing he said was that he was moving the command of Nigerian army to Maiduguri until when Boko Haram is over. So if not your brother as the president, who will do it for you? But we could have done it to anybody in Nigeria. But you can see that some people refuse to do it for us. So really, really, today I understand why we have to have the presidency, honestly.
It's like that,
Kule. Kule, it's like that. Because how can anybody convince us that some miscreants cannot be dealt with by Nigerian army? Why can we believe it was deliberately left? Even if there is no involvement of government hand in it, why can we believe that it was deliberate? Let them kill themselves. Well, it has come out even very clear, because it was at a point in our campaign, they were saying that by the killings of Boko Haram, there will be no population again. In fact, let me tell you why the North insisted that Jonathan has to go, because we had the plan that if Jonathan continues, the same problem will happen in Kano, the same problem will happen in Sokoto, the same problem will happen in Jos and Ebro until when our population is depleted. We have had a wonderful experience, honestly.
In order to avoid the problem, that's why he accepted the defeat.
So whether he accepted or not, Kule, the North was, it was clear voting now. What could he have done?
Remember what Babangida did for us?
Babangida, you see, what happened was, even when Babangida did it, you understand? Do you get me? The bulk of the population that voted was from the North. And Rimi said it. Since Babangida was in Abuja, Governor Rimi of Kano State, then, former governor of Kano State, he said, if there's CY in Abiola in Lagos, Abiola Babangida will have said it is Yoruba that did it. So Abiola should fly to Kano. They will swear him as president and they will stand their ground. Before we know, they rallied around Abiola. They said, don't go to North. If you go, they will kill you. Not so happened. Do you understand?
No.
So I'm coming now. So Babangida got this.
Abaja that incarcerated him for many years.
I'm coming now. I'm coming. Before we are talking about the cancellation now, the cancellation of the elections.
Yes.
And two, didn't you see that even from the West, there are people who supported there are big men who joined in the cancellation of the elections. But whatever it is, at that time, it was nobody was killing the Yorubas left and right. Babangida was virtually betraying everybody. And today, have you not seen him on TV? Have you not seen how he was looking? Is God not wonderful? Did you not see Babangida? Even though I have promised, as from today, so long as he's my brother from the North, even if he's eating everybody in Nigeria fresh, you come out with Nigerian man leg eating, I will not say it's bad again. Because I have learned how to support my people from what I have seen with Igbos and some people in Nigeria with Jonathan.
But you must thank God for Yoruba. Yoruba supported by you, otherwise we wouldn't have come.
No, I'm coming, please. I'm coming. Let me tell you one part. I'm coming. Listen to me, Kule. A section of Yoruba supported Buhari. Listen to me, please. Let us make this clear. You understand? We are all politicians.
Yes.
The Tinubus, since 1960s, since the Oyibo left the country, Yoruba was told one word. We are first Yorubas. You are first Yoruba before you are a Muslim, you are a Christian, or Nigerian.
Yes.
So or not so?
Yeah, you are right.
Abi? Okay,
yes, you're right.
Now, all along, a Yoruba man, whoever he is, whether Muslim or Christian, preferred anybody in this house to rule him than a Hausa man from the North. That's the truth about it. So, fortunately, I'm coming, sir. Let me land. Right. Fortunately, the center is controlled by non-Muslim, non-Northerners. Are you getting me? And Jonathan, fortunately for the North, Jonathan decided to use religion and slash the Yorubas to the extent, for the first time, Yorubas were divided religiously. To the extent, Muslims Yorubas stood their ground and said they were not supporting Jonathan. They even refused to attend the meetings of the Jonathan. The papers are there. Their statements are there in the papers. So or not so, sir?
No,
I read it. It's there. That's the truth. It's there. Even when he went, there were some few Muslim leaders who met Jonathan. The Supreme Council of Islam of Western Nigeria or Yoruba land came out clearly and said no, they disagreed. Do you get me? We know the population of Yoruba, close to 80%, or let's say close to 60% are Muslim. This man constituted a national conference. This is the Yoruba that were saying it. We read it and we had them saying it. So that succeeded in dividing the Yoruba themselves. Now, two, the humiliation, whatever they did to us, our own was that let them kill us and reduce our population. But at least they still know that we are significant politically, and they allowed us to maintain some position. But in the case of Yorubas, they were sliced out of the whole system. So or not so. That was how Tinubu and
Co. Do you have Boko Haram, if we have to talk about Boko Haram, it's not from the South, man.
I am coming now. Let me forget about Boko Haram now. We brought about the Yoruba politics. Now, Tinubu and the Yorubas generally carried what happened to them and went to Kaduna and met them in Kaduna and begged them that we have to put our head together. Look, sir, let me tell you the truth and find out. At a point, the Yoruba, being humiliated under Jonathan, were even considering to cut off and put their Oduduwa Republic. But they realized, if they do that, the Igbos were completely in charge of finance, civil service, security, and everything. If they dare do that...
Now, East and the North, they're enjoying
it. Exactly. I'm coming now. The Yoruba now...
He didn't benefit at all.
I'm coming, yes. The Yoruba, at a point, the Yoruba intelligence, at a point, realized that if they cut off, the Igbos will finish them. If they stay as it is and Igbo continue ruling, they will be completely finished. Before Jonathan, significant part of the economy, who are the accountants are Yorubas, who are the judiciary and lawyers are Yorubas, who are the civil service are Yorubas, today you can't find any one of them. So or not so? So that's why the Yorubas say, even if we want to leave this country, we must get this power out of the hand of the Igbos and reposition ourselves.
Jonathan has really benefited from that, Jonathan, too much. I like it. We have the calculations of the government.
We agree. What can he do? He must now. He must. He wouldn't do to us that. He must. He knows that we can do it. He must deal with us. So that was why the Yoruba said no. I assure you.
Let's keep on praying for President
Buhari. I, Oga, we have learned our lesson.
We have been in our area here now. They be praying for him.
We have learned our lesson, Kule.
We pray for the prophet because he protects our
prophet. No, to tell you the truth, the northern people, notwithstanding the presidency, honestly, the trust, at least of the Southeast, is finished. And I assure you, too, in Yoruba land. Listen to me. I am coming.
Recently helped Northerners in 1979.
I am coming, please.
They helped Shagari.
Listen to me. Not that they help themselves, gentlemen, please. We don't need anybody in this country. They help themselves. Let me ask you a question, sir. Between cars, industries, and human beings, who are more in number?
Are the Northerners now?
Not number. I'm not talking of population. I'm talking of economy now. Cars, car, the motors that we drive.
Yes.
And industries that we have.
Yes.
If you put them on one part and you put human being on the other part, who are more in number?
Cars are more.
Cars are more than human beings?
Human beings.
Good. Two, if you put fuel and food by the side, which one is consumed more?
It's food now.
Good. And we have food. So Igbos are actually helping themselves. Let me tell you, even in Yoruba land, let me tell you what they will do to Igbo this time. What Oba of Lagos said that we are pushing them to the ocean. Most of this market that are burning in Lagos, look at it, they are Igbo-dominated markets. You get me? In fact, some Yorubans were telling me when I was in Lagos last weekend that it is we, the Northerners, when we are in charge of Lagos as federal capital, that open room for Igbos to come and dominate them. And it's over now. And it's over. All the businesses Igbos are doing, we are going to bring it and do it. You get me? Fashola, Fashola for the past 5 years have refused to approve any industry, especially pharmaceutical, to Igbo people. Find out.
You are right.
So the Yorubas in these 4 years, that's what we are telling ourselves. If we in the north want to be useless again, let us be. But the Yoruba people in the 4 years, they want to control their land completely. That's why Buhari have to sign that Lagos is going to be given special status. We are going to have a kind of semi-regional system. Lagos is going to have special status. It means nobody again will control Lagos. The indigenous of Lagos are the ones that are going to control Lagos. They can form land policies. Do you get me? They may decide to say, you as a Yoruba man in Lagos, you will pay 5,000 naira per annum for a land. As a name rent. Me as a Hausa man, I will pay 10,000 naira. Igbo man will pay 1 million naira. This is why they are heading to war. Do you get me? So, now, unfortunately, again, the attitude of the Igbos have made the illiterate northerners who have not gone to school to realize now, I say they are powerful. They are the one who gave these people land to stay. They are the one who give them food by the power of God.
Yes.
They are the one who accommodated them by the power of God. Yes. Do you get me?
Yes.
Since Igbos can turn around and humiliate us, look at what they did to us. Those people that they assembled, about 400 of them, and called them Boko Haram. Do you understand?
Mm.
Do you know that they picked them one by one? They were not moving in convoy. They made some of them to drink their urine.
Mm-hmm.
Also have to come and meet the president and tell him that, look, if one person is killed among these people, I'm telling you, no Igbo man will come out of Kano. That was how they released the Hausa people from Jigawa and Kano, whom they selected and arrested and called them Boko Haram. Two, you are in Nigeria, I'm in Nigeria. Rochas was actually brought up in the north. But it is in his own state. That's why we are telling you, even the Amechi, the Rochas of color that are MPs, we don't trust them. They are on their own. Let me tell you this. They are on their own. Nobody can deceive us again. We are wise
they are
now.
Businessmen, they are businessmen.
No, what I'm telling you is that Rochas was in, he is running to Sultan. He didn't know Sultan has no significance in this government. Even last 2 days he was in Sokoto. He didn't know that even Sultan has no significance in this government. He was in this north. It was Rochas state, Imo state, that they started saying that Hausa people must have ID card to live in that state.
Yes.
Can you hear me? They say Hausa people must have ID card to live in state.
Yes.
Until when we mobilize our people here and say, okay, in that case, all Southerners must live north. Then Jonathan now realized that there was something going on. He said, no, these things have to stop. So are we mad? Do you get me? Count every five shops in this north. Four shops are owned by Igbos. What is Igbos' contribution in the economy? It's not trade. And fraudulent trade for that matter, including Igbo have cheated you. Unless if you are not buying spare tire, it's spare parts and tires and medicine. So or not so?
It's so allergic.
Do you get me? Yet we accommodated them. Is it going to Dubai to buy to bring fake drugs that we cannot do it? Now the plan is drugs now. No Igbo man will again sell drugs in this north. We are going to bring it from Kano. Drugs are brought by air. They are going to open massive coolers, cool rooms in Kano and import it all north. And maybe whatever I want to buy, come and buy from Kano. No Igbo will sell drugs again. We are tired of all this nonsense. We know how to control our places the way they control their own. What we are saying is that we are all Nigerians, but we are going to learn what they are doing in Southeast and do it in the North too. Simple.
We
don't have ancestors, but if Buhari today, as president of this country, want to buy land in the East, he will go and negotiate everything. Tomorrow the chiefs will come and tell him that ancestors met them yesterday night and said they should not sell the land for them. So we don't have ancestors. Oh, we are betraying ourselves. Our ancestors have told us that we have been careless. That's why we suffered for the past 6 years. We have to wake up now.
Alagi,
it's a very serious thing. No. We cannot, sir. The society is already adulterated. That's why, to be honest to you, let me tell you, we never wanted Buhari in this law, so we wanted Konkoso.
Yes.
If it is Konkoso,
Konkoso will have defeated Buhari.
Listen to me. Hey, you know the Tinubu and Co prefer Buhari because they can.
Tinubu now, he really tried.
Can you hear me? Because Konkoso will have solved this North-South problem for us within 6 months. In Kano, Konkoso gathered all the Igbos and told them that all these drugs that he closed, all those fake drugs they are selling in Kano. They know him now. So that's why we wanted Konkoso to be the district. It was made in Abuja and one of, after the election, that they were the ones in charge of 75% of Abuja is their own. They should be given ministers. Can you imagine? Negotiate and say this is the governor they want with their rulers, everything. Ibo say no, he cannot be governor. Haba. In somebody's land. Haba kule. The arrogance is too much. So 10 years ago I warned it. I said the Igbos are building nation within our nation. They will engage us within our nation and reinforce from their nation. That is exactly what we saw during the tenure of Jonathan. Immediately we voted Jonathan. What we did to Jonathan in this north, Igbos in the north, their chiefs, gathered and came to Aso Villa. To the glare of everybody on TV, they say it was nobody that voted Jonathan, but the Igbos were the ones who voted him. Did you not hear that one? Did you not read it? In our own land, people say we didn't vote Jonathan. It was they that voted Jonathan. Two, before elections again, they gathered themselves and came and met Jonathan. I met in Abuja and said that they are directing all Igbos in the north must vote Jonathan. We don't mind. Let them vote anybody. But can you do that in the southeast? They stop us from even voting. Let me answer this.
Aminu alaikum salam.
Alaji.
Kunzone.
We call. Let's call in the night. Thank you.
Can you hear me? In the southeast, all houses in the southeast were prevented from voting. Find out. Yes, find out. But yet, in our own land, they will stand and say that. Just it is their problem that forced above Lagos to say that if they don't, they try to frustrate the decision of the Yoruba, they will send them to Osun. And I'm telling you, after 4 years, at least north we are liberal, but in the southwest, Kule, after 4 years, Igbos can never be useful, relevant again in the southeast. Wait and see. In fact, the plan of APC is that they are going to make alliance of northwest economic development. The west has the ocean. Can you hear me?
Yes.
The north has agricultural produce.
Yes.
So what they are going to do, the government is going to develop all the agricultural and mineral resources in the north. And then they will put primary industries here. And then go and export, finally finish them in Lagos or southwest and export them and bring back the money and share it between the two regions. Let them drink their oil. This is the plan on ground.
Let's just pray for success of Mr. General Buhari. For that, his success is our success. For that, we can benefit better.
It's true.
That's our prayer now. Our prayer here. Everybody is praying for his success. For that, if he's successful, everybody is successful.
May God help us. The extent of living the way we are. Our prayer now is that may God remove the influence of the Southeast in our region. That's all what we are praying left and right now. I'm telling you.
I like you, okay.
No. The Boko Haram, these people are caught red-handed with bombs. Who are supplying the weapons? Who killed General Shua? They think we don't know. They were saying that they were revenging what they did to them in Biafra. Biafra was a war, it was a state war, trying to bring them back to the nation. Not be so. Do you get me? Some useless videos started Boko Haram, but there was hand. Don't worry, investigation will reveal everything now. Don't worry. We were just exercising patience, looking at what is happening. That is typical Northern. That's how we are. Just look at what is happening. But we drew a line. 2015, they call it. It is the end of it. Whether anybody wins or don't win, it's okay. That was our decision, honestly. And they met in Enugu. Listen to me, they met and saw it that in the event of cutting it, why will they put their people? That's why the man has to surrender now. Let him inform. Some of us preferred him to have been resistant so that we redefine this country. I'm telling you.
A lot of casualty will remain.
Nothing like killing. Let everybody go his way. Ha! Is it not rain that is falling in the north now? We have the food. What is oil? Look at Niger. The A.A. Rano is still selling oil. He's bringing it from Niger.
What is the big deal? It is when they met and saw the danger of any attempt, that was how they surrendered. But honestly, we have already made up our mind. Because we said to ourselves, even if you stayed, they are going to kill you. Abi? And that Jonathan, from Namadi Sambo down to the lowest person in the north is a Boko Haram. They can pick you whoever you are. We know that. At least we are part of the system. Thank you, Kule.
I agree.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Yes.